A lot of people can't find a way to get into the book business. You know, they think it's so New York centric. And a lot of people are looking into a way to be involved with books, not necessarily writing them. And what you're doing at Loyola, at the Center for Editing and Publishing, is giving people that way in, isn't it, Chris?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was the idea behind it. We realized that we had these amazing students who were just through the craft and wit of their own, they were finding their way into these opportunities, internships, and working with professors on book projects. And maybe they'd start off thinking they were going to be poets or novelists, but then they end up really enjoying sort of the craft behind the craft, seeing how the books come together in other ways.
So is that true for you, Casey?
That was 100% true for me. I think for the first few years of my undergrad, I felt a bit out of touch with my degree program, not because I wasn't like interested in reading like I thought I was when I was younger or anything like that, but because I was like, I'm not really a poet or a novelist, and I have a lot of things to say about what other people have written, but what about the things that I do? Like, how is what I am studying here like playing to my strengths as a person in other ways? Like, becoming an editorial assistant was very much the light bulb went off. I was like, oh, this is the way that I think about things. Like, I'm thinking about books and writing in a very, like, developmental and, like, down-to-the-line way. And it just helped me, like, hone that in myself and, like, see myself as, like, oh, no, I am doing the right thing. It's just entirely different from what I thought I was supposed to be doing as a writer.
Let's talk a little bit about the series. Introduce it to us, if you would.
So Object Lessons is a series of short books, 25,000 to 30,000 words, and they're published by Bloomsbury and distributed internationally. And then we also have an essay series that's published by The Atlantic. And my co-editor and co-founder, Ian Bogost at Georgia Tech, really runs the essay side of the series, and I manage the book side. And we collaborate at a lot of different crossover points. But we launched the series officially in, 2014 and published our first books in 2015. We have 44 books as of last month. We'll have 50 next year. The authors come from all over, across the spectrum of academics and freelance writers and science writers and artists and scientists. And the idea was just to make a series of short, beautiful books about single things that the authors had some expertise in or around or just an obsession with. And then once they propose the book to us and we decide we like it, they go for it.
The thing about all these books is that they're all so different from each other, but they're all alike in one way because, well, they're so charming, they're so beautiful, but they shake you up a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's something really wonderful about that. I was reading the book on email, which is by Randy Malamud, and it starts off with this wonderful quote from Virginia Woolf. When the post knocks and the letter comes, always the miracle seems repeated, speech attempted. Venerable are letters, infinitely brave, forlorn and lost. Life would split asunder without them, but it didn't. Right. And so now we have email. You go through these little series of wonderful epiphanies with these skilled writers in a very compressed time space, which is a kind of wonderful experience for the reader, I think.
One of the goals was, it's a kind of book you could read on a flight across the country, or even shorter flight than that for some of them. My co-editor Ian likes to joke that the whole series is secretly a way for me to create a sub-series of books just for the airports, because we have luggage and jet lag and hotel.
And that's your obsession, airports.
Airports is my obsession, yeah. So I'm quietly curating a mini-series within the series that will have its own spinner at airport bookstores.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, we've been talking with Chris Schaeberg of Loyola University and Casey Dawson, a recent graduate, about the Object Lessons series and the Loyola Center for Editing and Publishing. This ain't no game. Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.